Pray for Love. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1875. Lady Galena Moore walked out into the garden. It was May, and the daffodils were golden under the trees, and the shrubs were just coming into blossom. She breathed in the fresh air, thinking how lovely it was and how much she enjoyed being in the country. She had been in London for the whole of last week, being presented at court and enjoying the balls that took place every night. But she could not help feeling it was much nicer to be in the country with her horses. She was hoping that her brother would be joining her soon, as it was lonely without him. Returning home last night, she had been disappointed not to spend the evening with him, as he had already accepted an invitation to a dinner party. "I promise I will be with you before luncheon," he had said confidently, "but I dare not skip this dinner. The host is an old friend of Papa's, who would be very hurt if I do not show up." "Then, of course, Georgie, you must go, and I shall see you in the morning. But I'm warning you, please don't throw me over at the last moment, or I shall have to go back to London." "I think that what we both need is a breather in the country," the Earl of Ranmore replied. "London is all right for a little while, but I am beginning to feel stifled." Galena felt the same. She had been brought up in the country, and more than anything else, she enjoyed riding her brother's superb horses. It had also been fun that everyone had told her she was the success of the season. "I shall have to go back to London very soon," she thought. "Otherwise some people will be offended if I have to refuse their invitations." There was one she really wanted to accept. She definitely could not refuse the ball to be given by His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales at Marlborough House. She had always been totally fascinated by hearing, as everyone else had, about the love affairs of the prince, and she longed to meet the beautiful Princess Alexandra, who had captivated the hearts of the English public. Walking across the lawn, she was wondering which of her lovely gowns she should wear on that occasion. She thought actually it would be a good idea to ask Georgie, as he always knew what suited her best. Her brother was also undoubtedly a social success in his own way. Not only because he was handsome and had come into his father's title 3 years ago, but also because he was a superb sportsman. It was pleasing to know that he had some excellent horses in his stable and had every chance of winning the Gold Cup at Ascot this year. There was, however, one matter that worried her more than a little. Having opened up Ranmore House in London and bought expensive gowns to make her the most fashionable of all the debutantes, they had spent a great deal of money. Georgie had no wife, and only 4 years in age separated the siblings. Thus they ran the family estate together, and seldom did anything without asking the other if it was the sensible thing to do. Now, as Galena walked into the shrubbery, she was thinking that she must talk to Georgie about money. They might have to undertake large economies after they had spent the summer in London. Opening the house had been very expensive, though necessary. The main expense had been hiring a much larger staff than they employed in the country, because they were entertaining so often. Actually, she enjoyed being hostess to her brother, despite one of their relations staying in the house as chaperone. Galena smiled, as luckily the chaperone was getting old and usually preferred going to bed before dinner, or immediately after, leaving the young hosts to their own devices. It certainly made things easier for them to entertain friends of their own age, and there were very many guests to invite who had already offered them hospitality. It was not surprising that they had so many friends. Their dear father, the 7th Earl, had held many important posts at court, and that meant he had to spend a great deal of his time at Windsor Castle. "I am only thankful," Georgie had said, "that Queen Victoria thinks me too young to offer me any of the positions Papa held. I would be bored stiff spending my time co-towing at the castle. I do believe Her Majesty is very demanding." "So I have heard," remarked Galena. "So do enjoy yourself, because sooner or later you are bound to be made master of the horse, or, as Papa ended up, master of the household."